NewsTalk.com studios in Austin, Texas. It's The Real News with your host, David Knight.
Welcome to The Real News. I'm David Knight on this Thursday, September 7, 2017 edition. We have Hurricane Irma has gone across the Caribbean islands, left at least 10 people dead, headed towards Florida. But, of course, they're not sure what the exact path is going to be. Even though they have a lot of supercomputer models, they're not quite sure of what's going to happen in the next few hours, in the next day or so. There's something to be learned from that. As we see climate deniers try to use these recent hurricanes to push for massive devastation of our political and economic system in the name of climate change, we're going to go back and take a look at what they were saying a few years ago as they were meeting here at the American Meteorological Society here in Austin. They had a group called Forecast the Facts, and they were naming and shaming meteorologists, telling them that they needed to push the idea of climate change to their audiences. They said, you're the most trusted people, and you're not pushing climate change. We're going to have to change that. They said 27% of meteorologists were climate deniers. Would that be because they understand how difficult it is to forecast the weather just a day or so in advance? And here they have these so-called climate scientists who have computer models that are open-ended that they can't verify, but they're making predictions decades, centuries out and going back to take data. So we're going to take a look at that. We're also going to have Millie Weaver joining us at the bottom of the hour to put this weather in its proper context. We have New York City Mayor de Blasio. Yesterday we have a Infowars.com story by Kellen McBreen talking about Mayor de Blasio wringing his hands, saying that he can't order people around in New York City because we have this thing called private property. So we have this tradition that we have to start to think about. It goes full communist, and this is very important because this is a guy with national aspirations who's coming up. He's gone, as Kellen puts it, full communist. Also, one of the residents of that benighted city, Lionel, will be joining us in the third hour, and we want to have you as our guest today. We want to talk to you. We haven't had time for guests to call in. We've had so many guests, we haven't had time for the people watching the program to call in. Let's take a look at some of the news, and of course, as we have the hurricane crossing, we see that one of the interesting angles that have been taken by USA Today is to talk about hurricanes with female names versus hurricanes with male names. They're not only racist, but they're evidently sexist. And we're going to break that story down for you. Hurricane Irma, how does it compare with other Category 5 storms? It'd be kind of interesting that we're told that this is the largest storm to hit the United States, the most powerful storm. Well, actually, it's the same as one that hit in 1935. They used to call these storms, they used to name them after where they hit or the times that they hit. That was the Labor Day hurricane in 1935. It was also 185 mile per hour winds, and it was the lowest pressure level that was ever recorded in the United States up to that time. So we'll see how this one compares to it. However, the most devastating hurricane only had winds of 145. That was the one that hit Galveston in 1900. It was the deadliest natural disaster in U.S. history, period. Had more people die from that than any other natural disaster. Between 6 and 12,000 deaths, and it happened exactly this time of year. Things haven't changed that much, quite frankly. We're looking at a hurricane that hit between September the 7th through September the 12th, 117 years ago. It went into Texas, into Galveston, then it went up to the Midwest, it hit New York City. It was still going with 65-mile-an-hour winds. Then it picked up speed as it moved into Canada with 50 to 80-mile-per-hour winds. So we're going to put some of this stuff in context for you. We're going to show you how the person behind Forecast the Facts, which they've now renamed because their narrative was so failed, they have now renamed it Climate Truth. But the person behind this, who is funding this, is George Soros. Much more money from him than they're getting from the National Science Foundation. At least 10 to 20 times the amount of money coming from George Soros. And the organization is called Climate Matters.
Climate Matters. We've got great air filters, great water filters, great non-GMO heirloom seeds, great books, great films, great Patriot apparel to meet like-minded people. And we've got a new humongoid sale. Not the number of things that are on massive sale, but on what's on sale. Out for months, not been on sale for months and months. We've never offered Super Mel Vitality, known concentrated herbs, cold pressed. Super Mel Vitality, 57% off. It's never been the price it is right now with 3,596 reviews, 4.6 reviews total by third-party sites. Unprecedented. And it's cold pressed. That's why Super Male is so different. People say, well, I know these compounds work because it's admitted to science. And these are other, what you sell, they BuzzFeed said, is like, is already best-selling stuff that's been certified as, you know, healthy and good forever. Why these aren't anything new? Because why do something new when you can have the oldest and best, but cold pressed? Duh.
It's the real news. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome to Real News on this September 7th, 2017. I'm David Knight, your host. And, of course, everybody's eye is on the hurricane. I guess we'd call it Irma-cane. But it is not certain as to exactly where it's going to hit. In Florida, which direction it's going to take, when it's going to turn is the issue. They believe it's going to turn, but of course, with all the computer models, they're having difficulty predicting that. There should be a lesson in that for all of us as we listen to the climate alarmists. But I want to talk for a moment about a pivot that President Trump has done. President Trump has now decided that he will deal with the Democrats and has rejected Republican leadership's plans on hurricane relief and on extending the debt ceiling, because, of course, we cannot agree, nobody can agree on any cuts to spending. So we're going to continue to see the debt ceiling go to record levels. You want to talk about climate, and we all remember the hockey stick nonsense that was put out by Michael Mann that was publicized by Al Gore, where you see that exponential growth as it goes in time, and you see the temperatures going up. Well, that's not real, but what is real is exponential growth in our debt, and it is going up about $1 trillion a year now, and they keep just kicking the can down the road by raising the debt ceiling. Even though we have record tax revenues, we keep going into debt at a faster and faster rate. So 2 days ago, we had this article talking about Rand Paul and what he was planning to do. Said Rand Paul was going to fight the linking of Harvey relief funding and the debt ceiling, and he was going to offer an America First Amendment. And this is true sanity. About the only man in Washington right now who is truly sane is Rand Paul and some of the people from the Freedom Caucus. On Wednesday, they said the House will be passing a clean funding bill for Harvey relief, and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is planning to add an increase in the debt ceiling to the bill. And Rand Paul wanted to fight that effort, because he did not want to link the two things together, have them separate. That's the position of the House Freedom Caucus as well. And he was going to do two things to keep Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan from combining the debt ceiling with Harvey relief. First of all, Paul was going to push for an America First Amendment, and it would cover the $7.85 billion Harvey relief funding by cutting foreign aid. Do you understand that? Not increasing the spending, but saying, we're spending all this money on foreign aid, and guess what happens to that money that we spend on foreign aid? Most of it goes to the political leaders in these corrupt third world countries. It doesn't go to the people that you intend to help. So it's very efficient, inefficient way of conducting charity in other countries. But why don't we help our people first, is what Rand Paul is saying. So he's saying, all right, we'll put in $8 billion of relief for Harvey, but let's do it and fund it with cuts the foreign aid, so that we don't increase the deficit. Does that sound reasonable? Does that sound sane? It sounds to me like it's too sane for Washington. He said it's a mistake to raise the debt ceiling without having some dramatic reform to our budget process, he told Politico on Tuesday. He said a $20 trillion debt is our number one security risk. And he's not the first one to say that. We've had military generals say that. And you have to understand that from every war that we've seen, from the Civil War through World War II and on. We have won those wars because we had a strong economy. And that's the most important thing in terms of national security, having a strong, vibrant economy. This is sapping our economy, and it is turning us into debt slaves to the Federal Reserve, the central bank. Don't listen to those idiots in college when they teach you macroeconomics and say the Federal Reserve doesn't matter. This is Keynesian economics is what they like to push to people. They tell you it doesn't matter. It's just money that we owe ourselves. No, it isn't. It's money we owe not even to the government, to we the people. It's money we owe to a private central bank, the Federal Reserve. It's no more federal than Federal Express, as we've said so many times. So the number one risk, security risk, he said, is to just keep raising the debt. I think it's a huge mistake, said Rand Paul. Number two, Rand Paul will be fighting for the debt ceiling and the Harvey bill to be split so that the Senate will have to vote on and debate the issues separately instead of tying them together. That was what was being talked about on Tuesday and Wednesday. So you had Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell saying we're going to combine this raising the debt ceiling with Harvey relief. And Rand Paul says, no, let's keep them separate, number one. Number two, let's fund Harvey with cuts in foreign aid. Fast forward to today, this morning. Trump breaks with Republicans on the debt ceiling deal. Now, to some degree, that's good because we don't like what Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan were doing. But on the other hand, when they said they wanted to tie it to the debt ceiling, they wanted to do it in a way so that they extended the debt ceiling for 18 months. And now it's going to only happen, I think, for 3 months that they're going to, 2 or 3 months that they're going to extend it, which means that it's going to be an election issue. The Republicans wanted to kick the can down the road so they wouldn't have to talk about it in the next election. That's the kind of cynical manipulation that we see all the time from Paul Ryan and from Mitch McConnell. President Trump backed the Democrat plan, this is Axios, talking to combine Harvey relief funding with extending the debt limit and funding the government. A Republican close to the leadership said Democrats bluffed their way into total victory. They win the politics of DACA and they leverage on debt in the winter. The fate is sealed. DACA will be reauthorized without strings. You understand that? And that is all because of the whining of people like Paul Ryan, Mr. Open Borders. He's always been open borders. Paul Ryan, John McCain, Marco Rubio, the Gang of Eight, Paul Ryan, and others who want exactly the same thing that the Democrats do, whether it is open borders or whether it is government control of your health care or whether it is a climate agreement. They want the same thing. Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell campaigned on DACA, but they didn't want to do anything about it when they won. They said, this is awful. We've had Obama do this. It's unconstitutional. We're going to shut it down. Remember, we played the clip for you yesterday. No, they didn't do anything at all about it. They only said, we're going to take a legislative initiative. We're going to do our job, which is to pass a law. And actually, there was already a law. Obama couldn't get that law passed, so he put out a series of memos through Homeland Security that continued to say, well, we're not going to deport these people. We're not going to deport these people, progressively shutting down our immigration law, which under the Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, our Congress, our elected representatives, are supposed to decide what naturalization and immigration law is. Instead, they did it through the executive branch, like an executive order. And clearly, President Trump could have shut it down right away. Everybody is whining about it. Everybody is embarrassed about it. Trump is apologetic about it. And as I spent so much time in the last 2 days, I'm not going to talk about it again today, but we do not owe an apology to foreign citizens who come here and get educated at the expense of our taxes. And in many cases, that costs people their homes because the schools are paid for by property taxes that are skyrocketing. We do not have a responsibility to educate anybody in the world that wants to come into our country. We do not. We do not owe them an apology. They owe us gratitude. And these people who are complaining about it, like the individual I played yesterday who went on to CNN and said, well, I'm here in Columbia University and I speak all these languages and I've got this great education. Absolutely no thanks for what he was given by the American people. But talking about how cruel it was that they would now be sent away with the finest education that our money can buy. And then we have the Mexican government, the Guatemalan government, the El Salvadoran government lobbying Congress because it is so much cheaper to buy these Republicans and Democrats than it is to pay for the education of their citizens and to pay for their welfare. We are their pressure relief valve. They come here, They get their free education at our expense. They get put onto Social Security welfare benefits at our expense. Then when they get a job competing with our children, they send the money back into their countries. As I was leaving yesterday, and I got to tell you, I didn't get a picture of it. I meant to get it this morning. There were signs on the route that I drive to showing Mexican embassy this way. And there was, and followed the signs that the Mexican, I didn't know the Mexican consulate rather. The Mexican consulate is not very far from where I work, and it's on the way to work. I've never seen these signs before. They're putting out signs to tell people how to violate our law. That's what our Republican establishment is doing. President Trump has broken with them, but it's not necessarily a good thing. We're going to talk about that when we come back. Stay with us.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be cleaned. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com. As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop Caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth, from chicken, but seven other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News on this September 7th, 2017. I'm David Knight. We're going to get back to, I want to finish up with what happened with Trump breaking with Republicans on the debt ceiling. And of course, the headlines are from places like NPR, Trump sides with Democrats in deal on storm relief and fiscal deadlines. Politico says GOP livid after Trump cuts a deal with the Democrats. But I want to tell you what the Republican establishment is doing when we come back. And then I want to get into what happens with George Soros's Climate Matters. We've all heard about Black Lives Matter. We know that Soros is behind that. Did you know he's got something going called Climate Matters, where he's using meteorologists, putting pressure on them? And this has been going on for over 5 years. The organization was outed. They changed their name, but they're still doing the same stuff. But he is pouring in tens of millions of dollars into climate change narrative, which will be far more devastating to us than any of these hurricanes. But they're trying to use the hurricanes now to push this, trying to use meteorologists to push this. We're going to talk about how this evolved. We're going to talk about what I saw firsthand 4 years ago as they had the American Meteorological Association hold their annual meeting here in Austin. I'm going to get to that real quickly, and then Millie Weaver is going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour to talk about what is really behind these hurricanes, a correlation with some interesting things that you would never guess. Some natural occurrences you would never guess. Before we do, real quickly, we've got a couple of new specials. Now, I reported yesterday about how there were 41 toxic dumps that have been flooded in Houston, environmental waste dumps, and that was causing a lot of toxic stuff in the water, as well as the drinking water was polluted. And they said, you know, we're going to have to, we got a choice here. We got very dangerous toxic drinking water, or we can add these chemicals to try to purify it because of all the fecal matter, because of all the toxic chemicals in it. We can add these other toxic chemicals in, but those chemicals have their own issues because they can create cancer, miscarriages for people who are pregnant, so forth. Well, there's another answer. You can filter your water. We have some very powerful water filtration systems at InfoWars, and we have now reduced them 30% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the ProPure King water filtration system. It's a gravity feed water filtration system. You don't need to have electricity to operate this, like some of the water filtration systems you might have in your house. And with millions of gallons of toxic sludge dumped into our waterways, whether it's done by the EPA, whether it's done by your local city putting sodium fluoride in your water supply, or whether it's done by a natural disaster, by a hurricane, you can filter that out with a gravity filter. It doesn't require electricity. And now we have reduced those 30% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have another new special, 50% off InfoWars Select Storable Food at InfoWarsStore.com. Use the coupon code IRMA, I-R-M-A, as in the hurricane. Whether you're buying to prepare for Irma yourself or to give it as a gift to those devastated near you, InfoWars Life Select Survival Food will help you make it through whatever comes next. It's always a good idea to have this stuff in reserve. You never know if it's going to be a natural disaster, something happens to the infrastructure, an EMP pulse or something like that, or maybe just political unrest. But the first thing that happens is you see all the shelves emptied in the grocery stores and elsewhere. So we have 50% off on InfoWars Select Storable Food with the coupon code IRMA. Let's take a quick look at the hurricane news. There's an interesting story that was on USA Today yesterday, jumping into sexism with hurricanes. You know, this is always going to have a sexism and racism angle. They said hurricanes with female names aren't deadlier. See, they're nicer. It's those male hurricanes you got to be watching out for, especially because if you look from space, you can see they're white. So people should be afraid of white male hurricanes. They are far more deadly than the white females variety. They say that proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences found that hurricanes with feminine names killed more people than those with male names. They said it was because people didn't take the threat seriously. So they should name, I think, all the hurricanes should be named with male names so that everybody is scared to death of them and does the appropriate thing. The paper claimed a masculine name Storm would kill about 15 people, but a hurricane of the same strength of the female name would kill about 42. So female is deadlier, the species. But it's only because of the psychology that comes out of this. They said from the early 1950s until late 1970s, hurricanes only got female names. What did they call them before that? Before that, they named them after the place where they made landfall or the day. And as I pointed out before, the previous strongest hurricane that we had was the Labor Day hurricane. And it was 1935. It had 185 mile per hour winds, the same as this one. It also had the lowest pressure level ever recorded. It was the most powerful to hit the U.S., but the most devastating, the most deadliest of any natural disaster, hurricane or otherwise, was the 1900 Galveston hurricane. They said that it had 145 mile an hour winds, but it killed 6 to 12,000 people. They didn't even have that good of records then. But interestingly enough, 117 years ago, it happened at exactly the same time, September 7th through September the 12th. It went through Texas. It went up through the Midwest. It hit New York City, was still with 65 mile an hour winds. Did a lot of devastation there. Even went into Canada with 50 to 80 mile per hour winds. But of course, the climate alarmists are going to tell us that this is something new, that we've never seen this before, even as we start to look at the uncertainty that they have of the climate path. It's absolutely amazing. And of course, you know, we're talking about names. We've got now, another hurricane coming behind Irma. They call it Jose. I guess it would be too confusing if they called it Juan, because then we'd have to say, is Juan a two or Juan a four or five? It's kind of like, who's on first? I don't know who's on third, first base. Climate matters. The George Soros Organization. This is something that has been unwinding for a while, and I talked about the headline yesterday about the U.S. taxpayer dollars fueling a 1,200% increase in TV reporting of global warming. This is meteorologists. Understand, this is something that's been going on for over 5 years. A group that was founded and funded by George Soros pushing for this. And this is being funneled through George Mason University, a professor there named Ed Maybach, and a nonprofit group called Climate Central, also associated with Soros. They work about one quarter of U.S. weathercasters are now mentioning global warming more often on television. They say there's been a 1,200% increase from 2013 to 2016 as part of the Climate Matters broadcast series. The series, they call it Climate Matters. You know, just like Black Lives Matter, Climate Matters, all this stuff matters to George Soros, who creates these color revolutions. And you'll understand that it has a political agenda behind it. We'll get into that. The NSF, the National Science Foundation, actually should be insufficient funds. Because they're all bankrupt. They gave nearly $3 million grant in 2014 to expand the implementation of currently active and proven climate education methods delivered by TV weathercasters around the country. In other words, shame them into doing this. And this is something we saw before. It's not just coming from the taxpayers. It's not just coming from George Mason University. Climate Matters is an initiative that was started by Soros organizations. And going back to 2016, Soros paid Al Gore millions to push an aggressive U.S. action on global warming. He budgeted $10 million in annual support to Al Gore's climate group over a three-year point of time. But going back to 2012, which is 1 year before the American Meteorological Association came here to Austin and I went there to report that, we had this come out, forecastthefacts.org. Now, you're not going to find that anymore on the web unless you go to the Wayback Machine. Because their narrative was making them look pretty stupid. They were pointing out that 27% of the meteorologists thought that man-made global warming was a scam. Less than a third believe in global warming made by man. And so, by their own admission, they weren't convincing the people who were dealing with the science on a day-to-day basis. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is spearmint free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. And now, live and uncensored, broadcasting from the great state of Texas, worldwide, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. It's September 7th, 2017, as we have Hurricane Irma bearing down on Florida after creating massive devastation throughout the Caribbean. There is a move by weather forecasters, I should say, not weather forecasters, but we should say the climate pimps like Al Gore and the people who fund them like George Soros to try to completely alter our economy, to try to take away our sources of energy. And they're now saying, well, this is a product. These hurricanes are now a product of climate change. It proves climate change, doesn't it? Well, we're going to put that in a weather context with Millie Weaver, who's joined us here in the studio. I want to finish putting this in a political context first, though, because as we talked about it yesterday, Millie, there was this article talking about taxpayers through the National Science Foundation and so forth, a 1,200% increase in having broadcasters push something called Climate Matters. Doesn't it sound like, it looks like there's George Soros' fingerprints all over it. And it turns out there are George Soros' fingerprints on. They've been pushing this narrative for 5 years. And of course, as the National Science Foundation is giving a $3 million grant to these people to push this nonsense, George Soros is giving them $10 million just to Al Gore's climate group. And there's much, much more that's there. But let's go back 5 years to forecastthefacts.org, a political site that you will no longer see because they did such a poor job of selling the narrative, and they were naming and shaming meteorologists who said, we don't believe in what Al Gore is saying is real science. These are people who, as we saw, the American Meteorological Association in 2013, these are people who are all presenting, a lot of scientists there, constantly studying the weather, constantly doing models, measuring what they had predicted to fine-tune these models, and having a great deal of difficulty with it. And, of course, we're seeing this happening right now as they're trying to predict the path of Irma. They're not sure exactly where it's going to go. And so you see this cone of where Irma is and the central path, and it gets wider and wider with greater uncertainty as we move a day or two out. They're not exactly sure about that. They can't predict the weather that accurately. And then there's some secondary effects that are going to be happening with the hurricane coming up behind it. There's a third hurricane that's coming up there. So they don't believe that these climatologists can predict the weather decades in advance, and neither do I. But Forecast the Facts was created to attack these people. Going back to 2012, What's Up With That reported a new campaign, Forecast the Facts, launched to pressure TV meteorologists to inform their viewers about climate change. The launch coincides with the kickoff of the American Meteorological Society's annual meeting in New Orleans that year. They said, this is an important moment in the history of AMS, said the campaign's director. It's well known that a large number of meteorologists are climate change deniers. Maybe they know something that you don't. Maybe they look at the science. It is essential that the AMS Council resist pressure from these deniers and pass the strong statement currently under consideration. So they want the American Meteorological Society to say they believe in climate change. And they want the weather forecasters that people trust to preach to them about climate change. And they call that program Climate Matters, interestingly enough. And so when we went to the 2013 AMA here in Austin, American Meteorological Association here in Austin, we saw everybody there was doing science except for one group, and that was Face the Facts. And we started to take pictures of them. Let me play this little short clip here. It was very difficult for us to get any pictures of it because as soon as we started taking pictures, they got in front of our camera. They did not want to have any publicity of what they were doing. They simply wanted to put pressure on these meteorologists. And then, of course, they also later created a list to name and shame these people. Here's that clip from 2013 at the American Meteorological Association here in Austin.
Now, we talked to these people about climate change or global warming. And, of course, they were big fans of Michael Mann. They were not interested in defending it on camera.
So do you want to tell us what you do?
Yeah.
Or?
They got in front of our camera there. But if you go back and pull up that bar chart there, I'll tell you what they had to say. This is their own data. They said 27% of weather forecasters think global warming is a scam. They said only 19% thought it was man-made only. 35% thought it was a combination of natural and man-made. 19% thought it was natural. Humans didn't have anything to do with it. Another 8% said there is no global warming. And so they were wringing their hands over that. What do you do when the scientists don't agree? I mean, we have a consensus, don't we? Actually, not with the people who study the weather. A liberal group compiled a hit list of TV meteorologists. And, of course, that liberal group was Face the Facts, now called climatetruth.org. And here's what they did. They named 47 TV meteorologists, named them and shamed them, censor them, then put out your false narrative about climate change. They said one meteorologist on that list, Baltimore's Justin Burke, has long urged more research on man's effect on climate is needed before many of the grandiose claims that Al Gore is known for are accepted. Burke didn't shy away from being on the list. He doubled down. He said this. He said there's clear evidence of human-induced influence on the local level, such as urban heat islands. But that doesn't relate to long-range climate. Our weather records are too short, and likely missing larger cycles. That was Justin Burke, meteorologist. Another one in the New York area, Joe Chiaffi, managed to escape being listed. However, he said this. He says, we're probably more hands-on on the day-to-day meteorology
than climate denier, climate researchers are. It's astounding to me that because I'm a climate quote unquote denier, I'm a right-wing meteorologist. How dare these people politicize this process? Thankfully, the AMS is not getting themselves drawn into this. But now they have changed their name. This group is now called Climate Truth. And if you go to their website and scroll down, the first article you'll see is opposition to a scientific appointment by President Trump, calling him a racist. Because we got climate matters, we got Black Lives Matters, and this is the way these guys roll. Finally, the people's billionaire, George Soros, gave $36 million to the groups behind the People's Climate March back in April. He gave, this is between 2014 and 2000 and 2014 to 18 of 55 organizations on the March's steering committee. And these are political organizations, many of these organizations. Color of Change, Earth Justice, the Center for Popular Democracy, the American Federations of Teachers, and Climate Reality Project. This is a political agenda. Make no doubt about it. And the day after Harvey hit, CNN had an editorial that says, we must politicize Hurricane Harvey. That's the political context. Millie, what is the weather context that you just discovered?
Well, I kind of wanted to get into a little bit with what you're talking about, and then I'll kind of bring it back in with science. And scientists that are willing to promote climate change, to do scientific studies that have results, so to speak, that promote these climate enthusiasts and agendas, those scientists tend to get funding for their science and their That's experiments. Right. And so there's a lot of motivation there for the scientists to then go down that road. And the ones that maintain scientific integrity, well, then, you know, those are the ones that we're hearing about getting called right-wing or conservative meteorologists or climatologists.
You're not going to get tenure. You're going to get caned like Preston Brooks caned guy in the Congress. Yeah, yeah. You're going to get the hard end of the stick. And I was with a group that tried to get the emails from Michael Mann, the guy who created this phony hockey stick stuff. And he was part of ClimateGate, where they had the Climate Research Center in the UK, was caught sending emails back and forth saying the data is not supporting our conclusions. How do we hide the decline in temperature? And they were sending emails to Michael Mann, and he successfully was able to keep those private, even though he was doing them at the university, being paid by the public, and that research was done, and it was used to affect policy decisions. He was able to block that on the claims of privacy. Absolutely amazing how they censor any information about real science. They won't show their data. Where did you get this data? Let me see the original data, and then let's examine this.
Exactly. And, you know, climate enthusiasts will over and over again say, science, science, we need to look at science, as though those who are denying the presence of climate change having a huge impact are thus denying science. But if you actually look at science, look at what NASA even tells us. Well, there could be something that could explain this hurricane activity and the recent tropical storm activity that we're seeing. And
it's
if you
natural.
Just, exactly, yeah. If you look at what we're seeing here with NASA and sun cycles.
Nah, it's simply the tailpipe of my car. When we come back, we're going to get more into the weather context with Millie Weaver. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
You're a white male! You're a white man!
Welcome to The War Room, the latest expansion in InfoWars live broadcasting. We are live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and this YouTube channel right here that you've landed on. Please subscribe to the channel for updates and notifications. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We are going to have the most powerful guests, the most powerful hosts. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones regularly, as well as taking your phone calls. The liberal establishment media has controlled the narrative for too long. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room.
A new ship
shipment of BioTruth Selenium is now available at InfoWarsLife.com. We've been sold out for months. Our one-of-a-kind InfoWars Life BioTruth Selenium formula is now back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. This is the true selenium formula that has rocked the nutraceutical industry to its core. Nearly every other selenium supplement on the market is produced with synthetic selenium, but BioTruth Selenium is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. The effects of the essential trace mineral selenium are well known, from supporting the thyroid gland and immune system to DNA production and eyesight. BioTruth Selenium is also the perfect supercharger to Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine, as both help support a healthy thyroid and many other systems. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to order your bottle of BioTruth Selenium before we sell out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com to secure your selenium and other key products that don't only help yourself and your family, but also fund our operation against the globalist, a 360 win. We didn't ask for this fight, but we're in this fight. This is the time to support InfoWars. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. It's September 7th, 2017. I'm David Knight, and Millie Weaver is here in the studio. We laid down the political context for what is happening here, as we have the climate alarmist trying to use the natural disasters to push forward their agenda, how they're naming and shaming meteorologists, trying to censor them, then push forward their narrative of lies about what's happening in the climate. So now we're going to talk to Millie Weaver about the context and weather and what may be causing this. We've had 12 years since we've had a major hurricane hit, and let's see, it was in Texas. It's been 8 years since one has made landfall, but now we've got two or three queued up now, so we're going to talk to Millie Weaver in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, we've seen a lot of reports about price gouging. People on Amazon have raised the price of some bottled water to like $100 or more per case. Our response here at InfoWars has been to put a discount on water, a discount on food, what everybody is going to the stores and emptying the shelves for. We have a special here at InfoWars on water filtration, as I was talking about earlier. There's massive problems with water and the water supply of Houston. In addition to the toxic chemicals that they traditionally put in, like sodium fluoride, there are now all sorts of things from toxic chemicals, things that have spilled over from 41 major pollution sites that have been monitored by the EPA in Houston. They have spilled over into the floodwaters and the streets, but also into the drinking water.
We have put ProPure King water filtration system 30% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now is the time to prepare not only for a disaster like this, but you need to be aware and be proactive about all this type of that. We have, when are you going to find out that maybe there's lead in your water, like the people in Flint, Michigan? Once you find that out, it's because you're seeing symptoms with your child. So you don't want to wait until you find out about that. Be proactive, even if you're not in the path of the hurricane. Take advantage of this 30% off to get a ProPure King water filtration system at InfoWarsStore.com and filter out the water before you find out that something happened or before a natural disaster happens like a hurricane. Also, we have for food, InfoWars Select Storable Food is now 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com with the coupon code IRMA. Prepare for yourself. Prepare for the future. This is storable for up to 25 years. It is non-GMO. It's all made in the U.S., and it comes in packaging that once you open it, you can reseal it for a limited amount of time. It's not going to last for another 25 years, but it'll last for 25 years until you unseal it. Then you can reseal it and use it over a period of a couple of days. Great packaging, all made in the U.S., and again, non-GMO, and you can get it for 50% off. That's InfoWars Select Storable Food, 50% off with the coupon code IRMA at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, Millie, let's put this into a natural context with the weather. Tell us what you've learned last day or so.
Well, I've seen it all, really and truly. People out there are saying, well, is this climate change? Is this the result of man-made climate change? Or is this HARP some government machine? You know, I've seen a lot of things going out there on the internet right now with hysteria. But I wanted to talk a little bit about science and what NASA has to say and actual scientific research studies. Well, there's something called solar cycles, where we have solar minimums and then solar maximums. And these scientific studies, and this is not even something that's disputable. This out there in NASA, they have these sun cycles, and we are entering right now into a solar minimum. The solar minimum is just starting in 2017, and the peak of the solar minimum is going to be between 2019 and 2020. So we're starting right now in 2017.
Are you suggesting that the sun would have something to do with our climate? I mean, what an absurd idea.
You know, the sun, actually Earth can fit inside the sun 1.3 million times. So the sun is huge, and the solar activity, the UV radiation, all of that has a major impact on our environment, much more so than man's. I mean, we're these tiny little people here on this planet.
When I drive my car, it doesn't change from winter to summer. But it does with a slight variation of our orbit, getting us a little bit closer to that massive heat source, the sun. That is the predominant thing that is affecting our climate. But we're not supposed to look at that. We're not supposed to pay any attention to
that. Yeah, no. So I wanted to get into these solar cycles, and we have this awesome map here. But during the solar minimum, what happens is I'll go into the solar maximum first. During a solar maximum, the sun has a lot of sunspots, solar flares, and sun activity. And it emits UV radiation, and that UV radiation effectively acts as a shield around the Earth, and it works in heating up the upper atmosphere. And when you have a solar minimum, the sun actually kind of goes dormant. There's very little sunspots, very little solar flares, and when that happens, you don't have that UV radiation hitting the upper atmosphere, and then that UV shield is essentially down. Now, what's interesting here is cosmic rays. They're always coming from the universe. They're the result of supernovas and cosmic events. These cosmic rays are constantly hitting that outer shield. But when that shield is down, that UV radiation shield is down, those cosmic rays are penetrating our atmosphere.
Shields are down, Scotty.
The shields are down. And so all that happens, this is a great image right here for you guys who are watching this, but you can see these cosmic rays here, and they kind of shoot through the clouds, and they help in cloud formation. There are tons of scientific studies out there that show that these cosmic rays help produce more clouds. And so scientists and meteorologists can look at that and say, well, we're going to predict that we're going to have a really heavy winter this year. We're going to have a lot of storms with that information. But another important key here is that when you don't have the solar maximum and that UV radiation from the sun flares, you do not have as much of a temperature differential between the upper atmosphere and the lower atmosphere. So that's important there, because that makes it so we don't have as big of tropical storm systems. And then when we have our solar minimum, you have a greater temperature differential, which means that you're going to have the perfect recipe. And there are so many studies out there. You have the perfect recipe for a massive hurricane season and tropical storm season. And the last solar minimum was in 2010. And there was actually a hurricane season very similar to what we're seeing now in 2010. And just as we're coming into the solar minimum, I saw this image and I thought this was pretty profound. Somebody out there had found an exact duplicate almost of different storm systems that we saw in 2010 juxtaposed to what we're seeing in 2017, where in 2010 we had Hurricane Carl, Igor, and Julia. Now we have Katia, Irma, and Jose.
So it looks natural. It looks like repeating cycles of things. It looks like it's affected by the sun. But of course,
yes,
that doesn't fit George Soros' narrative that he's spending tens of millions of dollars. He spent about $50 million
exactly.
so far just in these two issues that we looked at to push this narrative, and now pushing it to us through the people we trust, our TV weathermen. Now, even though most of them,
exactly,
at least a quarter of them think it's a total scam, they're going to keep naming and shaming those people, censoring them, getting them out of their jobs, just like they did in academia.
Yeah, and it's important to notice as well that the last hurricane season in 2010, during this solar minimum, Al Gore released one of his climate change movies in perfect timing. And now, right, just literally in August 2017, Al Gore released his latest climate change movie. So you have people who have privy information to this scientific information, and they're using it to profit and to create more hysteria, just as we see people price gouging out there, mm-hmm. taking that opportunity to take advantage of, make money off of it. It's the same as how in old cultures you had high priest castes that knew the sun cycles, they knew astrology, they could predict when eclipses would come. So what they would do is they would tell the people that, oh, if we don't all go offer up these sacrifices, give up all this money to the gods and kill a bunch of people.
Recently, if you go back and look at the indulgences, is one of the things that fueled the Protestant Reformation. You had the Catholic Church was wanting more money, and they were creating, multiplying all these holy days, where we get the word holiday. And on those days, the rising merchant class in Germany, for example, was not allowed to open their stores or their businesses. They had to shut down unless they paid an indulgence. That was paying for the ability to sin. And of course, you've got the old joke where the guy says, priest, I want to get an indulgence. He says, okay, fine. He gives him the money, you know, for what? For a robbery. And then after he gives him the absolution, then he takes that money back and all the rest of the money the priest had. But, you know, it's like a religion. They talk about deniers or infidels. It's like buying your way with these carbon credits, buying an indulgence to sin. And their
exactly.
secular religion. And so what they're doing is bringing this all back. It's one of the reasons why I think the Pope is so comfortable selling this. I mean, it truly is a worldwide secular religion that the Pope is now selling. And this is what we're going to have to pay for. We're going to pay an indulgence to these high priests, these globalist elitists, these multinational corporations, people like Al Gore, climate billionaires. We're going to have to pay an indulgence in order to use energy. And that means that it's going to not only affect our standard of living, but our life expectancy. People are going to die from this if they are successful.
That's right. And so just as you were saying, people are offering up their carbon credits as a sacrifice to the climate gods so we don't have climate change.
That's right. That's right. Thank you so much for joining us and putting that in context. Millie Weaver, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
In Texas, it's David Knight.
Keep on dying.
Welcome back to Real News on this September 7th, 2017. I'm David Knight. Let's cover some news here. It's being reported that Facebook got paid to advertise fake news during the election. They've admitted it. This is not an accusation. This is an admission by Mark Zuckerberg. Absolutely amazing. And it comes at a time, points out the Daily Mail, it comes at a time the same day that Zuckerberg's, the CEO of Facebook, waded even more into political waters by hosting a Facebook live session in which he interviewed three dreamers. Poor fellows. These people that we allowed to come into our country, we gave them free education, everything else. And finally we say, you know what? I think you need to go with your parents back home to the country that you're from. You keep saying Trump is not your president. Of course he's not your president. Your president is the president of Mexico or El Salvador or Guatemala. Go there. Take your education. You're welcome. Go back to the country that you came from, the country where you are a citizen. So he interviewed in a live Facebook session three dreamers in an effort to condemn President Trump's decision on DACA. He said to offer the American people the American dream to people and then to take it away and to punish them for trusting the government? Wait a minute. I thought that was what happened to American citizens. You know, we had an American dream once. Having financial independence, having increasing economic opportunities, owning a home. All of those things are put on hold as we bring in low-wage competition, as we have the taxes raised to pay for an exploding base of people going to school at our expense from other countries coming here to be educated. What happened to the American dream? We didn't offer the American dream to foreign citizens. They came here to steal it from us. Anyway, he said how he couches it. He said, to offer the American dream to people and then take it away and punish them for trusting the government is one of the most troubling things I've seen in a long time in our country. Maybe he should be president. That's what he thinks, isn't it? He's probably going to run for office. Maybe Tim Cook is going to run for office. We got celebrities who are lining up to run for office. We'll see what happens with this. But let's talk about the fake ads that they ran during the election that they have now admitted to. It comes at the same time that his company admitted to taking $100,000 for ad buys, likely from, drumroll, the Russians. The Russians. I mean, we can't make this stuff up. And I have said all along that what the Democrats, especially the Clintons, are doing is taking their crime and their corruption and even the people that they are colluding with, the Ukrainians and others, to rig the election, to hack the election. They're projecting their crimes onto others so that we don't investigate them. And they're able to do that because we have an attorney general who still hasn't gotten rid of the Obama leftovers. And those leftovers are starting to really stink. Get them out of the cabinet, even. Okay? Get them out of the cabinet. Get them out of the refrigerator. Get them out of the bureaucracy because these leftovers are reeking. These Obama leftovers. The $100,000 bought roughly 3,000 ads from spring of 2015 to May of this year. The ads spread polarizing views on immigration. These ads from Russia. They had polarizing views on immigration, race, gay rights, gun rights. I say it's polarizing views. No, it was attacking the views of people who were conservative, who were libertarian, who were for limited government, who were for traditional values.
Facebook ran fake news ads that they got from Russia. They were paid to do it. They've now admitted it. The ads were also to a well-known Russian troll factory, a troll factory that publishes comments on social media. What do they mean by troll factory? Well, this is robo-commenters who are putting out critical stuff. And if you want to know what it looks like, just go to our YouTube channels. Look at the comments there. You will see the troll factories there. Maybe some of the same people that Facebook hired to troll people on other social media that they've got paid $100,000 for. Facebook did not print the names of the suspended pages, but some of them included words like refugee and patriot, you think? They probably also included words like Trump, trolling Trump all the time. We see that everywhere. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. It's September the 7th, 2017. I'm David Knight, your host. I keep forgetting to give out the phone number. I want to have some of our listeners join us today. We have a guest joining us in the third hour, bottom of the third hour. That's Lionel from New York. And, of course, we have an interesting story coming out of New York. Maybe he'll want to comment on this. This is on Infowars.com yesterday. New York City mayor goes full commie, calls for an end of private property. I'll break that down here in a moment. But let me give out that phone number. If you want to call into the program, it's 888-201-2244. Again, that's 888-201-2244. If you want to call into the program, we'll take your call today. It's been a few days since we've taken callers and want to hear what you think about some of these topics that are breaking today. We talked in the last hour about the push by George Soros to name and shame meteorologists to get them to push the lies of climate change being behind the natural disasters that we're seeing here now. We also talked about President Trump cutting a deal with the Democrats on storm relief and fiscal deadlines, infuriating people like Mitch McConnell. I'm so upset that Mitch McConnell is upset with President Trump. It's about time that he move away. I don't know that this is really going to help. As we pointed out before, Rand Paul said, let's do this in two different ways. Let's decouple aid to hurricane victims away from increasing the debt ceiling. The first of all, the debt ceiling is increasing and we cannot keep doing this. This is the greatest threat to our national security. This is the fact that we're getting up in over $20 trillion. Now, the Republicans wanted to do that as well, but they didn't want it to be a factor in the election. So they wanted to do it very long term. They wanted to have a debt ceiling that would last them, they figured, 18 months. And the Democrats wanted to do it shorter term. They wanted it to come up again in just a couple of months. And so President Trump has sided with them to do that rather than decoupling the two. And, of course, the other part of what Rand Paul was talking about that I think was an excellent idea, he said, let's pay for the nearly $8 billion of hurricane relief with cuts in foreign aid, so that we don't continue to increase the deficit. We have record tax expenditures. And of course, President Trump has talked about this. And when he talks about cutting taxes and creating jobs, he's talking about, and he was trolled by the mainstream media for saying that we have the highest taxes in the world. And they go, no, they got higher taxes in France and so forth. He was talking about corporate taxes. And we do have just about the highest corporate taxes in the world. What they're proposing is nearly the lowest corporate taxes in the world. And that's what he was talking about in terms of creating jobs. And understand, but as people are start to play this envy game, that's what the Democrats always play. The socialists, the progressives, as they call themselves. As they like to play envy, understand that corporations don't really pay taxes. They pass that on to the consumer. So this is just a way of putting it on there, just like they do with Social Security taxes. You see Social Security taxes coming out of your paycheck, and it looks like a pretty big bite, doesn't it? Well, guess what? You're only seeing half of that. The corporation is secretly paying, quietly paying, and that is hidden from you. It's not put on your W-2 form. You may be paying 7.62% in Social Security out of the total amount of your check, but the corporation is also kicking in another 7.62%, or your employer, if it's, whether it's a corporation or not, is kicking in another 7.62%. You don't even see that. But your employer knows that it costs them 15.2% Social Security taxes. They know what their total payroll costs are and how they're distributed. If they don't know that, they're going to be out of business pretty soon. You got to know where your costs are coming from. So they certainly know that. That's money that would be in your pocket if it wasn't going into Social Security's Ponzi scheme. So when we talk about taxes, understand these taxes are hidden. These taxes cost jobs. They cost lower wages. Things like Obamacare mandates, they all cost lower wages. And, of course, we don't have the Republicans who want to do anything about that. We had President Trump in North Dakota. They say providing cover for an embattled Democrat senator, Heidi Heitkamp of North Dakota. She welcomed Trump to her state for a Wednesday visit. And there was a lot of complaints on social media, a lot of people in her party. They said, does she actually feel President Donald Trump coming to Bismarck is a good thing for her? That a former chair of the state's Democrat Party affiliate. Don't give him a big hug, they said. Well, you know what? He isn't going to get any love from the Democrats. And he's not getting any love from the Republicans either. You try to work with these people, they get behind you just so they can stick the knife in your back. That's especially true of the leadership on both parties. Because here's this headline from the AP. GOP and Democrat senators are calmly discussing how they can bolster Obamacare. I've told you all along, this is something we were going to get from the establishment. The Republican and the Democrat leadership made sure that we were going to get Obamacare after the 2012 election. Mitt Romney had put together Obamacare in Massachusetts with Ted Kennedy. They called it Romney Care. It was exactly the same as Obamacare. Had health insurance mandates. It's pretty much line by line the same thing. So they thought that President Obama was going to get reelected. But just in case there was a backlash from Obama, they hedged their bets, don't they? They always make sure that we get a false choice. They give us two big choices, and there's not a dime's worth of difference between them, and there wasn't a dime's worth of difference between Mitt Romney and Obama on health care. We were going to get health care. That was their big push. They were going to make sure we were going to get health care. So they made sure that they had Mitt Romney. They were also going to open the borders. So they made sure they had somebody who has always been an open border guy like Paul Ryan on the ticket with him. And guess what? Paul Ryan is still serving his corporate masters, pushing Obamacare, blocking any effective, even reform of Obamacare. I mean, I don't want Obamacare light, which is what was being sold to us even by the Trump administration. Let's get Washington out of our health care. We don't need them there. Any mandates, any takeover of our health care from Washington, they can't manage anything appropriately. They can't do anything efficiently. Get them out of our lives. That's what needs to be done. So I don't want to see this lighter. I want to see it gone. I don't want to use the new Republican Secretary of Health and Human Services to shut down Obama's rules and put in his own rules that are maybe a little bit lighter than that. I don't want to see that happen. I want to see the health czar out of my life completely. I don't want somebody in Washington doing this to us. So they're working together now. The GOP and Democrat senators, according to AP, are calmly discussing how they can bolster Obamacare. That's what we always see. Meanwhile, the Freedom Caucus leaders met with Paul Ryan after talking to Steve Bannon. Leaders of the Freedom Caucus met with Speaker Ryan on Wednesday to candidly express their frustration with his leadership and his handling, I would say mishandling, of the Republican legislative agenda. Well, it's not mishandling. He did exactly what he was put there by the establishment to do, and that is to block President Trump. Two people who are familiar with the discussion said that. They said conservative lawmaker close to the Freedom Caucus did provide a statement to the Washington Post. He said, I've talked to countless Americans who are fed up with Congress's inability to get anything done. They see Mitch McConnell and Speaker Ryan as the biggest impediments to enacting President Trump's agenda, wrote the lawmaker, who requested anonymity due to the sensitivity about directly speaking out against Speaker Ryan. Of course, that's very, very important. We've got a clip of Paul Ryan I want to play for you right here. He said, if things don't change and fast, The American people will demand new leadership in Congress. You know what? I want it already. I'm not giving Paul Ryan any more time, and neither should you. We gave them time when they said back in 2014, he said, well, you know, this DACA Act that President Trump is doing, that's bad. Congress is supposed to write the laws, not the executive branch, and we're going to do something about that. He didn't know anything about that. He didn't do anything about it until President Trump started saying, well, I'm going to get rid of it. I want to play a clip for you from Paul Ryan. Let's run that clip.
Has now said they'll only support a 3-month increase in the debt ceiling. It seems like they're trying to extract something.
I think that's a ridiculous idea. I hope that they don't mean that. Let's just think about this. We've got all this devastation in Texas. We've got another unprecedented hurricane about to hit Florida. And they want to play politics with the debt ceiling? That will strand the aid that we need.
Okay, we don't have enough time to finish this. We're going to catch it on the other side. If you want to call in, we've got a couple of callers queued up already. The number is 888-201-2244. If you want to call into the show, we'll take your call.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
We've got great air filters, great water filters, great non-GMO heirloom seeds, great books, great films, great Patriot apparel to meet like-minded people. And we've got a new humongoid sale. Not the number of things that are on massive sale, but on what's on sale. Out for months, not been on sale for months and months. We've never offered Super Mel Vitality, known concentrated herbs, cold-pressed. Super Mel Vitality, 57% off. It's never been the price it is right now with 3,596 reviews, 4.6 reviews total by third-party sites. Unprecedented, and it's cold pressed. That's why Super Male is so different. People say, well, I know these compounds work because it's admitted to science, and these are other, what you sell, they BuzzFeed said, is like, is already best-selling stuff that's been certified as, you know, healthy and good forever. Why these aren't anything new? Because why do something new when you can have the oldest and best, but cold pressed? Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff I said. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLive.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. It's September the 7th, 2017. I'm David Knight. We're going to go to your calls right after I tell you about a couple of new specials that we got here. And if you want to call in, that number is 888-201-2244. 888-201-2244. If you want to call in and comment on the program. We have a couple of new specials, and they're tied to the things that everybody is desperate to get. We've got people even fighting each other over plywood. That's one of the stories we had in a Home Depot. There was a fight that broke out over plywood, but it's food and water that are going first. And so we've got a couple of food and water specials for you here at InfoWars. We have 50% off InfoWars Select Storable Food at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time with the coupon code IRMA. I think it's interesting that as we see Amazon raising prices to over $100 for a little bit of water there. We are cutting prices here at InfoWars. We appreciate your support. It's what makes this broadcast and others possible. It's funded InfoWars for many years now. The products that we sell, that's what keeps us independent. That's what makes it harder for YouTube to create economic censorship, as Julian Assange talked about that. Creating economic censorship for all these different YouTube groups, even doing it to Ron Paul. Shutting down their ability to get ads served on YouTube. Shutting down their ability to have ads put on these ad servers that go on to different websites. Or to accept ads. That's what they're doing. They're blacklisting people who have been funding their operations that way. We do this independently. And you have supported us. We really appreciate that. So we want to support you at this time of disaster. 50% off InfoWars Select Storable Food at InfoWarsStore.com with the coupon code IRMA. And again, this is something that if you don't use, unlike the food that people are pulling off of the shelves now, this will last 25 years. It's all made in America, great packaging, and it is non-GMO. And once you open it, you can reseal it for a short period of time. It's resealable package, great packaging. And it's now 50% off with the coupon code IRMA, InfoWars Select Storable Food. We also have water for you. We're not selling you bottled water at $100 a clip like they're doing on Amazon.com. Instead, at InfoWarsStore.com, you can get the Pro Pure King water filtration system. This is a gravity feed water filtration system. Many times people have a filtration system in their home. Might have reverse osmosis or something like that that requires power in order to operate or even to pump it out of your well. This is a gravity feed water filter. It will take out 99.99% of most impurities, whether it's organic or inorganic or bacteriological. This is something that is great to have at any time, not just when there's a natural disaster like we're seeing the reports out of Houston. The water supply has now been polluted with fecal matter, with toxic chemicals from overflowed waste dumps. I've had over 41 waste dumps in Houston that have been overflowed. It's in the streets, and that's getting in their drinking water. They say, well, we can't take this out, but the chemicals that treat it are in short supply, and they're also carcinogenic. Well, you can also filter it out with a gravity feed water filter. The Pro Pure King water filtration system is now 30% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And that's something that will help you not just an emergency like this. It gets out the fluoride that the government is constantly charging you to dump into your water, the sodium fluoride. It also will get out glyphosates that if you're living in the country and you're on a well, farmers around you may be using glyphosates and or other pesticides that get down into the water supply system and then they get pumped up into your well. It'll get that stuff out as well. And you don't want to wait until you start seeing symptoms in your family, like in Flint, Michigan. People who are not filtering their water, who are trusting the government to clean their water. I mean, these are the people who are dumping sodium fluoride in your water.
for big corporations. So the big corporations don't have to pay to dispose of the toxic waste. They have you, the taxpayer, pay them to dump it into your water. And, of course, there's been a lot of IQ studies done by Harvard and others to show the declining, massive declining in IQ points based on fluoride content. But, of course, it also happens with lead in a massive way. Once people started seeing their children act funny because it hits the children first, then they started to realize that there was something in the water in Flint, Michigan that was not being taken out by the government that they trusted. So be proactive. You always need to have clean water, whether there's a hurricane coming or not. Right now, 30% off ProPure King water filtration system. It's a gravity feed system at InfoWarsStore.com. Let's go to some of our callers. Keith, you're in Florida. Tell us what you're seeing there as the people are concerned about Hurricane Irma hitting Florida. Thank you for joining us, Keith.
Hi, David. Yeah, we've got our two water filters been going for a long time.
Great.
First of all, I'd like to have everyone, this is essential listening, hope everyone does it. His name is Scott Stevens of Weather Wars Info. He was on George Norrie Thursday night, Friday morning for 2 hours. And everyone needs to, if you need to become a Coast to Coast insider for $7 to listen to it, everybody needs to do it. We need to start a nationwide movement, hopefully spearheaded by David Knight, Alex Jones. I talked to you, David, last Monday and made the allegation that this Hurricane Harvey was aimed at Houston, going after the refining in this country. Now we've got one headed for Miami, and there's another one on the way. If you listen to Scott Stevens, he was a meteorologist for 30 years, and then he became a rebel and started investigating everything from chemtrails to how they use it to make holes in the, I mean, it's way above my head, but you have to listen to that.
Well, there's absolutely no question that there's geoengineering going on. And we, you know, I don't know, I haven't done any research to know whether or not this is a HAARP generated event, but there's things besides HAARP. There's things that you're pointing out, chemtrail, which is cloud seeding and persistent contrails that are put up in a cross generate, you know, and across a pattern, a grid that is put up above the sky. And it was interesting back a few years ago when we had the contest on InfoWars, with filmmakers, there was a film that was promoting an app called Skyder Alert. And what they would do is they would put this app on people's phone, and the people, when they saw a grid of contrails being put up, not just one contrail or two contrails, but a grid, a crosshatch grid, they would take a picture of that and they would send it in on that app. And what they were doing was essentially crowdsourcing research data. And what they found was very interesting. As they started putting up these cross-hatched contrail patterns in certain areas, they would focus, they would see them in one area, and they could correlate that with an increase in temperature. There's no question that they're doing geoengineering. We've got a treaty that goes back to 1979 talking about how they all agreed that they would not use it as a weapon against another country. We had a guy who got an award from Lyndon Johnson for his climate altering during the Vietnam War. There's no question that they're doing this. They even have geoengineering climate change annual meetings that they're doing, presenting papers. And this one guy said, well, we know what we can do to raise or lower the temperature for climate change. The question is, who gets to set the thermostat? Who gets to decide what the temperature is going to be? That's what we really need to decide, is what they were saying. So there's no question that they have the capability. The question is, were they using it with these particular hurricanes, or were they following a pattern? I thought it was kind of interesting what Millie Weaver had in the last hour. She showed a picture in 2010 of hurricanes, and it looked, they were in exactly the same place as we see these two hurricanes that are lined up in the Atlantic right now. And she was tying it with, she wasn't tying it, other people who were weather forecasters had tied it to sunspot activity. Stay with us, Keith. I'll come back to you right after the break. And we'll take other calls. The number is 888-201-2244.
We've got great air filters, great water filters, great non-GMO heirloom seeds, great books, great films, great Patriot apparel to meet like-minded people. We've got a new humongoid sale. Not the number of things that are on massive sale, but on what's on sale. Out for months, not been on sale for months and months. We've never offered Super Mel Vitality, known concentrated herbs, cold pressed. Super Mel Vitality, 57% off. It's never been the price it is right now with 3,596 reviews, 4.6 reviews total by third-party sites. Unprecedented. unprecedented, and it's cold-pressed. That's why Super Male is so different. People say, well, I know these compounds work because it's admitted to science, and these are other, what you sell, they, BuzzFeed said, is like, is already best-selling stuff that's been certified as, you know, healthy and good forever. Why these aren't anything new? Because why do something new when you can have the oldest and best, but cold-pressed? Duh.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com. Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, into the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. From the InfoWars.com studios, it's the Real News with your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. It's Thursday, think a second there. Thursday, September 7th, 2017. I'm David Knight, your host, and we're talking to some callers here. Of course, if you want to call in, that number is 888-201-2244. We were talking to Chad in Florida before we went to a break. I want to give you a chance to get back and respond to what I had to say. Okay, we're going to go. We'll still have Chad on the line. I want to give him a chance to talk. It looks like he's still on the line. Let's go to, do we have Chad? Okay, sorry, we're talking to Keith. Okay, let's go to Keith. Keith was on the line. I was misreading the board over there. Keith, I want to give you a chance to respond to what I said just before we went to the break. Go ahead.
Okay. One thing, Stevens' name is spelled with a V, not a PH, Scott Stevens. He compared a hurricane to a spinning top. So this hurricane that's bearing down could be spun out to the ocean if they wanted to. we're under attack by the people that hate Trump, been out to get Trump, the deep state. Now they're after the whole country. This is war. And everyone needs to listen to that interview. And I just hope, David, that you and Alex Jones, it was a two-hour interview with George Norrie, and I hope you get him on ASAP.
All right, we'll take a look at it.
And go from there.
And, you know, it's interesting, too, because, you know, whenever we look at an event, whether it is a naturally occurring event or whether it's an orchestrated event, we always have people who try to spin it for their political advantage, especially the Democrats, their long-term agenda. And that's what we're talking about in the first hour. I think it's very important for us to understand how they were going to use this, whether they created it, whether it was a natural event or whatever. We're still going to have people who are going to try to use it to promote their climate change, their man-made climate change agenda. That's what we need to understand, how that is a lie. And if we understand that, then we can shut this thing down. Before we go on, Keith, tell me how things are looking there in Florida. What part of Florida are you in? You're in south, central, or north part of Florida?
I'm in Jacksonville. I lived in Fort Lauderdale for 30 years, and, you know, we're just hoping and praying, but it's together with prayer. And then if Trump becomes aware of this and he can make it a major issue, he wants to drain the swamp. This could give him a big leg up if Alex Jones would make the, and maybe it could mainline Alex Jones and get rid of some of these nasty people that are trying to wreck this country now.
Absolutely. Well, we're trying to. We're trying to do everything we can. Looks like they're not even interested in getting them out of the Justice Department. So we got to take some baby steps here first. Thank you so much, Keith, in Florida. Let's talk to Chad in Florida now. Chad, how are you doing in Florida?
David's great. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Hello? Oh, great. Hey, I want to thank you for your wonderful show. I know you just got it. This is wonderful.
Thank you for listening.
The addition of you, and especially Millie Weaver, too. She's definitely one of my favorite reporters that we have on there. So
yes,
and
yes, thank you.
I'm calling from Florida. I'm in the Disney area, and the first thing I really like to say is all the Christians out there, we definitely need prayer for Florida. This does come down to be such a disaster that it's looking like, please, everyone, pray for someone down here. There is going to be a lot of misplaced people in the world, that are here, because we have tourists here too. This isn't just the people who live here who have been through this. I mean, there's people from around the world, you know, coming to Disney, and they're stuck here.
Yes, yes, and maybe Disney is closing down. Are you in the Disney area? You're around Orlando?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Have they closed Walt Disney World now?
No. All the workers and everything are still there.
Really?
Disney's still up and at them. So, oh, yeah.
That's
now, that's the other thing. Price gouging around here is insane. Gas has went up over a dollar now. There's no water, any essentials in any of these grocery stores. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, when we have blizzards up north.
Yes.
You know, because you're from, you know, up there in the Carolinas, you know how it is when everybody panics because they think, oh, no, we're going to run out of stuff.
Yeah. So it's a combination of those two things. You know, it's a combination of those two things. I think there's an ethical issue if you're taking away things like food and water and you're gouging people on that. But then, you know, the other part of it is even with gasoline, just as we saw around here in the Austin area, there was a certain underlying cause of a little bit of a shortage. Prices started going up, and they started going up more and more as people began to panic that these oil refineries are going to be down for a very long time, that pipelines are going to be down for a very long time. So there's a couple of different factors going on here. On one side, you could actually argue that increasing the prices there are perhaps going to get people to not get stuff that they don't need. It may actually fuel the panic. Who knows? But, you know, when we look at some of the issues, like some of the hotel room charges that were going around Houston, I got a question, you know, whether or not the government should really be involved legally. Certainly it is an ethical issue, and certainly if you see people doing that, you're going to remember that whether or not, you know, you want to do business with them in the future. I have a lot of faith in the marketplace. I get concerned when I see the government coming in, however, and allocating resources through wage and price control, for example. I'm really uncomfortable with that, especially when we look at the fact that we get massive fluctuations from hotel rates just by the day of the week many times in certain areas like Washington, D.C. The rates in Washington, D.C., for example, fluctuate wildly depending on whether you're there during a weekday when you're going to be competing for rooms with lobbyists from, let's say, foreign countries like Mexico. on the DOC Act, or whether you're going to be there on the weekend. And then, of course, depending on a seasonal place, like you're either going to the beach or you're going to the mountains to ski, you're going to see all kinds of seasonal fluctuations. So you're going to see those types of natural fluctuations. And I think it's something that really the marketplace needs to decide about the price gouging, whether or not they're going to do business with these people, whether or not that's an ethical violation. So I think it's kind of an interesting issue, but it'll be interesting to see what happens with Disney if that takes a turn up in that direction. It's going to be kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm. Now, this may be the conspiracy theory in me, but we're talking about automated cars. And right now, the highways are crazy. I mean, if you go out on the roads right now, people are driving like they're panicked. Hmm. You know, what's going to happen if, 10 years down the road, when we're all stuck, having these self-driving cars and we can't get out of Florida?
Because you're not going to have as many cars either in the first place. Yeah, you're going to have very few cars. And we also see...
control.
That's right. And you see a lot of price gouging, don't you, with Uber? They have a drastic difference in rates based upon demand. And you can call that price gouging if you want, but you know that it is not going to be cheaper if you're renting it by the hour. It's not going to be cheaper.
Yeah.
They like to talk about that, but that's a false promise. They may even put it down a little bit of time to rope everybody into that. But if you don't own your car, you're going to be paying a lot more for it, and there's going to be fewer of them because they want to maximize their profit. So you're not going to be able to get out uptown. These things are going to be for, inside the city. First, they're going to probably shut down all private, human-driven cars inside the cities, and you're not going to be able to get out. That's something very concerning to look at as we move forward. Well, thank you, Keith. Stay safe. And yes, Christians do need to pray for these people in Florida. That is very important. At this point, that is probably the best thing that you can do. Also, we're going to be taking a look at what you can do to help people financially afterwards. Because it's not just telling people we're praying for you and sending you good wishes. It's also giving them material support. And when we look at that, we had an interesting article yesterday about Hillary Clinton by Dr. Corsi. I talked to him yesterday, interviewed him on the program here, Real News. And the interesting thing about this is it's kind of a new scandal, which we really haven't covered here in the U.S. It involves things that the Clinton Foundation did using money out of France, telling people they were going to help Africans who were suffering with AIDS. Does that sound familiar? And then the money not getting there. Kind of like what they did in Haiti, telling people they were going to help the hurricane victims there. The Clinton Foundation and the Clinton Health Access Initiative. And the interesting thing about this is that it is an international scandal. There's an international investigation going on here. So Hillary Clinton doesn't necessarily have the friends internationally that she does in Washington. Very, very interesting. When we come back, I want to talk to the callers who are there on the line, and we're also going to play an interesting clip about somebody saying, well, what happened? That's the name of her book. President Trump tweeted out that meme that said, what happened? I did. Well, there's other things that happened to Hillary Clinton. We're going to have a comedian weighing in on that when we come back. Stay with us. We'll be right back with your phone calls and more Real News.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is spearmint free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. September 7th, 2017. We've talked to a couple of people in Florida. We're going to go back to some more phone calls from Michael in Pennsylvania, Brittany in Kansas. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of a couple of very important specials that we have here at InfoWars.com. As we see people facing these natural disasters, what is the first thing they're looking for? They're looking for water, and they're looking for food. They're emptying the shelves, trying to figure out how they're going to get fresh water, especially in Houston, as there's been massive contamination, not only toxic waters in the street, as more than 41 toxic waste dumps have been flooded and flooding into the streets, but also contamination of the water supply. Amazon has got vendors who have hiked their prices to over $99 for a case of water. Instead, here at InfoWars, what we're doing is we're dropping the price of our ProPure King water filtration system. That's a gravity-fed system. It's now 30% off at InfoWars.com. We appreciate your support funding this operation. This is what funds our operations, the products that we sell. And, of course, one of the first things that we ever sold here at InfoWars was water filtration, because it's so important to have good, clean water, and not just during natural emergencies. You have issues that you have to deal with on a regular basis, things like fluoride in the city water supplies, or if you're in an suburban area or rural area, glyphosate and other pesticides that make their way into the water table that you then pump out.
So you always need to be aware of that. You always need to be aware of the possibility that there could be contaminants that make their way into the water system, like we saw in Flint, Michigan, the lead that got into the water supply. So be proactive, not just during this emergency time, but at any time. This is something that's going to last forever. You can continually get new filters as they exceed the life or whatever. But this is something that is a great discount. Take action now. Get the Pro Pure King water filtration system, 30% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have 50% off InfoWars Select Storable Food with the coupon code IRMA, I-R-M-A. A great time to stock up on storable food. You see people fighting even over plywood at Home Depot. You see the shelves emptying of food whenever there's a natural disaster. Be prepared. Be proactive. This is going to last you for 25 years until you use it. And once you open it up, it has great resealable package that'll let it, let you use it for a little bit longer. It is made in America. It is all non-GMO food. It's a great time to stock up on select storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off with the coupon code IRMA. Before we get back to the callers, I just want to mention real quickly, I was talking about Hillary Clinton and the fact that she may be facing a real investigation, not a phony one that is being covered up by the people in Washington, D.C., because now this has international aspects to it. The Clinton Foundation is now facing an international criminal investigation. This is a report that's up on InfoWars.com by Dr. Jerome Corsi. I interviewed him yesterday. We introduced this topic here on Real News. You can read the article. You can also see the video that is up on Real News. That's our YouTube channel, Real News with David Knight. You can go there to find the archive videos. You can also find live streams there. You can also find live streams on Twitter and Facebook at Real News X2. Both of those, Twitter and Facebook, have the same handle, at Real News X2. We also had podcasts. We've had Spreaker and iTunes. We have a new one now. You can find the podcast, the audio of this broadcast, at Stitcher. That's the new podcast that's there. That's Real News with David Knight on YouTube. You can find us every day live here Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. And, of course, following us is always the Alex Jones Radio Show for 4 hours, beginning at 11 a.m. Central. And our new program that began yesterday, War Room, that will be at 3 p.m. Central Time following the four-hour Alex Jones Show. So we're expanding this, and it's because of your support, the products that we sell, and you taking advantage of that to protect yourself, protect your family, to protect your health. And we really do appreciate that. As Alex Jones says, it is a win-win situation, or he calls it a 360-degree win. Real quickly, I got a clip from a comedian that I want to play. And we see here on The Hill, there's a report about Hillary Clinton. They say her score settling is frustrating Democrats. You know, she's now pointing fingers at everybody. What happened? Well, it's this person's fault, that person's fault. And, of course, Donald Trump said, I'm the one that happened to you. But she says in her book, as she's doing this tell-all book and doing her book tour, What Happened? The Clinton campaign memoir is scheduled to be released next week. She's letting loose on the Democrat Party's most popular figures, venting frustration with a process that culminated in her shocking defeat by President Trump. In her book, she says she was put in a straitjacket during the primary by President Obama, who advised her not to attack Bernie Sanders. She also bristled at former Vice President Joe Biden's suggestion that she failed to adequately convey the Democrat Party's commitment to helping the middle class. They weren't about that at all at any level. They were about identity politics. They still are. That's why they lost 1,000 seats under President Obama, and they're going to lose more seats. And then she unloads on Sanders, mocking his policy proposals as pie-in-the-sky fantasies. Remember when Hillary Clinton wanted to take over all the health care, and that blew up in her face right after they got elected? She says, well, I'm first lady now. I can take over health care. And that, she realized, was a pie in the sky. She realized they have to do it as a progressive policy. They have to progressively take over our lives. And so that's why she's criticizing Bernie Sanders here. Let's play this clip from comedian Terrence Sanders, who asks, yeah, what did happen? Here's that clip.
Hey, Sean Hannity, you ain't gonna believe what crook done wrote a book. Hillary Clinton. And guess what it's called? What happened? Girl, bye. We know what happened, all right. You got mollywopped in the election and Donald Trump became your president. That's what happened. But what we don't know is we don't know what happened to them 33,000 emails that you deleted to the smashed up computers, them smashed up Blackberries. We don't know what happened to all that. We don't even know what happened when you were supposed to do your job and save Benghazi. We don't know what happened. Haiti don't even know what happened with that money you were supposed to give them. What happened to it, Hillary? Let us know what happened. So, Hillary, since you can't tell us what really happened, then you need to go home and you need to go to bed. And that's my final word.
All right.
That's great. Let's go to our callers, Michael in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Michael.
Hi. I was just going to say that price gouging should be allowed to happen because that's the most effective way of distributing supplies, like, say, water. If you're spending $10 on a bottle of water, you're going to want to drink that water. You're not going to bath your dog with it or something like that. And also, when laws are passed to suppress prices, there's a lot of unintended consequences that happen that are bad, and if prices are high, then that gives an incentive to people that are out of state to bring in supplies to wherever the disaster happened.
That's right, supply and demand, exactly. And of course, there's a lot of people who will voluntarily bring this in, as we've talked about this before. FEMA can get in the way and has frequently in the past blocking people who are trying to bring supplies in. The best disaster response we saw, we contrasted, my son did a report on it once, contrasted a hurricane at the coast of North Carolina where FEMA got in and blocked people from being able to get back into their homes, being able to protect them from looters, or being able to get in and give help to people versus a tornado that hit in a town close to where he lived, more towards the center of North Carolina. In that instance, the government got involved just to keep people away from down power lines. And then you had companies, corporations, charities bringing in massive trucks full of supplies and using church parking lots as distribution centers. I mean, we can fix this. When we look at what happened in Texas, all of this stuff about how we're not going to take care of people if we don't have the government mandating health insurance to us, that shows that that simply isn't true. Government gets in the way. It gets in the way with these mandated insurance programs, and it gets in the way with FEMA many times. Thank you, Michael. Let's go to Brittany in Kansas. Go ahead, Brittany.
Hey, Brittany, how are you doing today?
Doing good. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, so I was calling to get your take on, like, the storms, and I definitely agree that they could be doing some engineering on them. But what about the effects of another planetary body? Like, the Vatican, they say, has been watching other things that are out in our night sky, and they say that there's a planet that is coming towards us, or a meteor or something like that?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm concerned about. I'm concerned about John Schulenhuber, who is one of the advisors of the Pope, and what he's talking about is a planetary court. He's talking about an Earth constitution. He's talking about a world government. I'm concerned about those direct effects. Those are things that are very easy for us to get, or should be easier for us to get people to understand, the obvious greed for power and money that is driving that. That's why we spend so much time talking about the political context of them using meteorologists to push climate matters for George Soros. They actually call it that, climate matters, just like Black Lives Matter. And you know what it is? It's socialism, it's authoritarianism, it is shutting down our economy, and it is world government. That's what I'm concerned about. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more news.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now now, we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com. More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Cutting through the electronic Berlin Wall of disinformation, it's your host, live and uncensored, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. It's September the 7th, 2017. I am David Knight, your host. We're going to go back to our callers in the next segment. The segment I wanted to update you with some breaking news. We have an Indiana post office explosion that has injured at least one person. Now, this has just happened, just reported. The FBI is investigating an explosion that injured at least one person Wednesday night at an Indiana post office. FBI special agent said the victim, a woman, was taken to a hospital after the explosion. Meanwhile, we see that President Trump has announced the charities that he is going to donate to. Remember, it was less than a week ago that he announced that he was going to donate $1 million of his money to help people who were affected by the hurricane. Immediately, the press comes out and says, who are you going to give it to? Well, I don't see any list here. I think this is fake news. I think you're just trolling us with it. And they're still complaining even after he listed the charities. We just talked to you about the phony charities of the Hillary Clinton Foundation, the fact that we have a new article on InfoWars.com talking about a criminal investigation, an international criminal investigation of the Clinton Foundation being involved with taking advantage of Africans with AIDS, raising money out of France. So this is an international criminal investigation. She doesn't have her Obama leftovers to help her in this particular one. And that brings up the issue, as we've seen the same thing happen before in Haiti with the earthquake, with the Clinton Foundation, with others, the money not getting to the people it's supposed to help. That's why President Trump is taking the time to vet it. They did the same thing to him with the $6 million to the veterans that he said that was going to be donated. They collected money from other people. He threw in some of his own money. They don't criticize people like George Clooney, who donated $1 million to the Southern Poverty Law Center to spread hate. Now, Clooney is going to have a fundraiser with some other people from Hollywood. He hasn't announced, as far as I know, any personal donation that he's going to make. No, he's going to show his pretty face, and he's going to get you to send some of your money to help people while he spreads the Southern Poverty Law Center hate. The Southern Poverty Hate Center is what we really ought to call it. So some of these people are saying, so far, no sign of when Trump is going to do it. No event on the White House schedule. No, it already happened. Already happened. Meanwhile, President Trump says military action with North Korea is not his first choice, but he says we'll see what happens. ISIS urges supporters to poison the food at U.S. grocery stores. This is, they're always thinking of wonderful little presents for us, whether they want people to run us down the streets with the cars, poison the food, attack us with knives. That's why we have and will retain in place our ability to protect ourselves with firearms here in the United States. We have a God-given right that is recognized in the Constitution. Government, you will not take that away, because that's the key protection that we use those weapons for as a deterrent, just like we had the mutual assured destruction during the Cold War, each side arming up. Well, that's the whole point of citizens having guns. We don't want to see a nuclear war. We don't want to see a civil war. And one of the best ways you can do that is with deterrence. Meanwhile, Facebook is admitting, and we should call them Fakebook, they admitted to getting paid to advertise fake news to try to manipulate the election. And where did the fake news come from? It came from a Russian troll factory. You can't make this stuff up, guys. They continually push their crimes onto other people. The same things that they're accusing other people of doing is exactly what they did. Mark Zuckerberg announced this on the same day he was holding a live Facebook program with dreamers, talking about how cruel it was that after having their education paid for, we're now telling these foreign citizens who are criminally trespassing, who were brought here or sent here by their parents, or maybe even followed their parents because their parents abandoned them. We're telling them, no, you got to go back home. That's how cruel it is. But meanwhile, on the same day he's talking about that, we find out it was fake news during the election. And a U.S. Court of Appeals says that Texas can now implement the voter ID law. It's on, it's off, it's on, it's off. It's racist if we have photo ID, right? Hey, let's shut down the TSA. I'm tired of having to show my ID to them to fly. Stay with us. We'll be right back with your phone calls.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
You're a white male! You're a white man!
Welcome to The War Room, the latest expansion in InfoWars live broadcasting. We are live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and this YouTube channel right here that you've landed on. Please subscribe to the channel for updates and notifications. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We are going to have the most powerful guests, the most powerful hosts. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones regularly, as well as taking your phone calls. The liberal establishment media has controlled the narrative for too long. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. It's September the 7th, 2017. I'm David Knight, and we've got a couple of callers who held through the break for us through the news. I want to go back to Brittany in Kansas. We've also got DeLons in Maryland, Carlos in Louisiana. We'll get to in just a moment. Let's go back to Brittany in Kansas. I understand you had something else you wanted to say also about Antifa. Go ahead, Brittany.
Right. Well, I emailed you guys this there in InfoWars. I happened upon a manual that was published online that apparently has been handed out at colleges, and it pretty much explains everything that you see them doing at the rallies. Mm-hmm. And it goes all the way into the globalism and New World Order, like you were talking about earlier, and yes. The push that it seems like so many different entities are going for that we need to fight, obviously.
Well, I think it's interesting, too, as we're seeing a lot of these Antifa organizers, we find out that they are high school teachers. We find out that they are college professors. We just watched a very entertaining, funny video trying to identify, and they were talking about 4chan's efforts to identify this guy who was at an Antifa rally that hit someone with a bicycle lock, and they found out that he was a community college professor. So we're seeing this over and over again. It's not really a surprise if you go to college and you listen to these people. I mean, when I was in college 30 years ago, the people who were teaching these core classes that were social studies or political science or whatever, some of those core classes that I had to take, They were hardcore communists. There was no doubt about it. And now they're using the same kind of street tactics that we saw, and they're trying to push a revolution. We're coming up to the 100th anniversary of the Russian Revolution, the Bolshevik Revolution. Now we've got a BS revolution coming from George Soros here 100 years later, coming up in October 2017. It's very interesting that people need to understand where this is coming from. They need to understand the totality of this. They need to understand that it's coming at us in all these different directions. One of the reasons we voted for Trump was because that he understood that we have to protect our borders. These people want open borders. We have to keep them from shutting down our economy with things like the climate Paris Agreement. And we also have to make sure that they don't they come after us with a international trade agreement that would also shut down our economy and allow them to control trade. That is what these people want. And they're working at it with a number of ways, as I talked about earlier in the program. George Soros pushing climate matters, coming at us that way. In the same way he's pushing Black Lives Matter. They're trying to create a divide, a racial divide, a racial-based civil war here in America. They're trying to pit one group against the other using race, which is not actually even really race, it's just skin color. They're trying to do that because in Europe they were able to do it with the original communist revolutions based on economic classes. Here in America, that wasn't working for them. So they turned to race. That's why they're doing this sort of stuff. But thank you for sending that to us. We'll take a look at it, Brittany. I appreciate that. Let's go to D-Lons in Maryland. Go ahead, D-Lons. Are you there? Guess not. Okay, let's go to Carlos in Los Angeles. Carlos, go ahead.
They dropped my call.
Hey. Okay, D-Lons is in. Okay, let's go ahead. Go ahead, D-Lons. Are you there? Okay, all right. I think we lost them both. Let's talk about President Trump because he made a pivot today to the Democrat Party in terms of saying, well, I'm going to work with the Democrats. Why would he do that? Well, maybe it's because the Republicans have done everything they can to oppose him. You go back and you take a look at the tax reforms that he has been proposing. And here's some of the headlines. President Trump wants tax cuts, but once again, the rhinos in Congress may block his agenda. Of course, that's Michael Snyder, and he's actually running for Congress as a Trump supporter in Idaho. But of course, they're going to block his agenda. They have blocked every agenda, and we see that the Democrats and the GOP establishment are now working together to see how they can sustain Obamacare. Let's tweak it just a little bit. Let's make it work so we can keep it here permanently. Meanwhile, President Trump says we must fix our self-destructive tax code. Absolutely. And we have to control spending. But the Republicans are going to punt the wall fight back to December. They're not going to fund the wall. They're not going to do anything about DACA except now make it the law of the land now that we have a president who's going to overturn the unconstitutional executive movements by the Obama administration through Homeland Security. Now Paul Ryan and others are interested. Now they're going to do what they should have rightfully done, and that is to craft immigration policy. But of course they're going to do it in a way that is going to promote amnesty. Are they paying attention? Do they realize that that was the premier and fundamental issue of President Trump when he began running for office? That was the issue that gave him traction, controlling the borders. And it is going to be political suicide for the GOP establishment. Let's hope so. It's far past the time that we should get Paul Ryan out of there. And so he understands he's not getting anywhere with the Republicans. So when he goes to North Dakota, he made the rounds with a Democrat senator there, John Hoeven. Even Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin was there. But he went around with the junior senator, Democrat Heidi Heitkamp, because she's in trouble. In some of these states, they are having problems. Some of the Democrats are in vulnerable positions. He might be able to get them to help him because he's not going to be able to get the Republican leadership to help him. Let's play a quick clip of President Trump, who is in North Dakota. Let's play that clip.
I want to take a moment to send our thoughts and prayers to the people of Texas and Louisiana who have truly suffered through a catastrophic hurricane. One of the worst hurricanes in our country's history. And guess what? We have another one coming. You see that. But our hearts are heavy with sadness for those who have lost everything. They've also filled us with hope because you watched and you witnessed the unyielding strength and resilience of the American spirit. You looked at that in Texas. You looked at Louisiana. You saw the spirit. You saw the spirit of so many other people coming from all over. It was a great thing. I was there twice, and I will tell you, the people were absolutely incredible, what they've gone through. You would not believe this could have happened. And I know you have a little bit of a drought. They had the opposite, believe me. You're better off. You are better off. They had the absolute opposite. The compassion of our citizens and the courage of our first responders makes us all very proud to be an American. And unfortunately, now we're getting ready to respond to Hurricane Irma. And these incredible people that we have at FEMA and the other groups, they thought they'd get a night of sleep. One night. Just one night. They're not getting anything. They're right now going to Florida, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands, and they're already there. And they're being hit with some very, very strong and powerful winds. The ones coming now, Irma, they're saying is the largest one in recorded history in the Atlantic Ocean, coming out of the Atlantic, which gets big ones. So I just want to thank everybody and all of the people that are going down, and they're really now again in harm's way. We'll work together to help save lives, protect families, and support those in need. Together we will recover and we will rebuild.
And as we mentioned, we have President Trump offering $1 million of his own money, being trolled by Democrats who he can't do anything right. They criticize him for not going early enough or going too soon. Or as you got the case of Stephen Colbert saying he didn't go there at all. He didn't meet with anybody. And yet he did. We have the pictures. We know it. So they'll tell any kind of a lie to criticize President Trump. And of course he has to have, it took him about a week. They need to spend a little bit of time. If you got $1 million, do you want to just hand it to, any criminal in the street like Hillary Clinton, or do you want to vet it and make sure that you're going to give it to charities that will actually push this through? We got a couple of callers. We were able to get DeLon's in Maryland and Carlos in L.A. back on the line. So you two hang on there. We're going to take your call when we come back from the break. And, of course, we're going to have Lionel joining us at the bottom of the hour. So stay with us. We'll be right back with callers and with Lionel.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. It's September the 7th, 2017. I'm David Knight. We're going to go to our callers, Dee in Maryland, Carlos in Louisiana, in just one moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of a couple of specials we have put on at InfoWarsStore.com, things to help you with essentials in emergencies like this, but also to help you with essentials in any kind of disruption. Water and food are what people are looking for, and we have the Pro Pure King water filtration system, 30% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and that isn't just something that you're going to use in emergencies. You need to make sure that you have clean water all the time. There are things that are constantly being put in your water. As you point out, whether you're on an urban system where they're putting sodium fluoride into your water, or whether you're out in the country, pesticides are going to find their way into the water supply, things like glyphosate. You can get rid of those, and they're unexpected events. You never know if you're going to have something make its way in, some kind of a toxic chemical waste that's going to come in, or lead coming into the water system like we saw in Flint, Michigan. Be proactive. Make sure that you have clean, fresh water for yourself, for your family, that you're always filtering your drinking water. Don't wait until you find out that there's something that has damaged your children, like we saw in Flint, Michigan. So as part of the offer to people who are suffering from this, we really appreciate what you do to fund this operation. It's the products that we sell that fund this operation that allow us to add an additional program, my program, from 8 to 11. Of course, we have a new program that is starting yesterday, the War Room. That starts at 3 p.m. Central Time, and then Alex's four-hour broadcast, the Alex Jones Radio Show, that begins after my program at 11 a.m. Central Time. You have funded that. You've funded the InfoWars website, all the people who work here with the products that we sell, and you have supported your own health and your health of your family as well. So this Gravity Feed water filtration system, the ProPure King system, is now 30% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have made available select storable food, 50% off with the coupon IRMA at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, that is something that you can use that to level out any kind of price spikes that are happening in the food supply system. It's always there, so you don't have to panic and fight with people at the store to try to get food and water. It's going to last for 25 years. The best packaging you'll find in the storable food market is resealable after you open it. It's made in America. It's non-GMO. Select storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off with the coupon IRMA. Thank you for your support. We really appreciate it. Let's go to our callers, DeLons in Maryland. Go ahead, DeLons. Do we not have DeLons? Still having some problems with the phone lines here? Okay, how about let's try Carlos in Louisiana? Are you guys having problems with the phone lines?
Hello?
I'm here. Hello, David. Carlos, Louisiana.
Hey,
go ahead.
How you doing, buddy?
Doing good. Thanks for holding.
I want to call about Luminism, first of all, in the mainstream media.
That's you want to call about really what is. In the mainstream media?
Luminism in the mainstream media.
Okay.
I mean, we all know Luminism exists. It's not hidden. They openly talk about the state and the world order. It exists. The media is instituting a Luminism agenda on the television to the American people. That's why they attack Trump so much. I'm sorry.
That's true. That's true. Of course, we see it's not just limited to the mainstream media. We see Facebook today admitting that they were paid $100,000 from a Russian site to put out fake news to try to manipulate the election. This is coming from Zuckerberg.
It's all globalism, and we all know it. But yet, when you say Illuminati, the public laughs at you. But they know it's real. And they blame it on normal Republican conservative white people. Do Black Lives Matter, Antifa, all of these groups, we're the Luminists. We're not Luminists. We fight Luminism. I mean, we all know what it is. You know, and that leads up to my second point I wanted to make. I'm so happy you have your show. I do not like listening to Fox News. I'm so happy now that I can wake up and listen to you. Because during During the election, I had to listen to Fox, even on the weekends. Now I still have to check Fox. I wish, Alex, please, Alex, take the whole week. We don't want to listen to them. It's a luminous media. They lied during the election, Alex, you, Owen. InfoWars were the only people that I listened to. I know there's Ben Shapiro and all them other people I know. But that I listened to that told the truth. I turned off Fox News during the election because they had me disheartened.
Well, thank you. And, you know, one of the things that's bothered me, and I've had a lot of people troll me on Twitter, they said, look at this. Fox News is reporting what the Department of Justice and the FBI, who's under the Department of Justice, said. They said, look, we didn't violate the law. It's like we had the FISA court tell us that the FBI violated the law. But we're going to listen and Fox News is going to report that the FBI didn't do anything. Of course they're going to say they didn't do anything. And of course Fox News is going to say they didn't do anything. But we know better. The FISA court, which is supposed to be the watchdog on this, and of course they haven't really done a very good job. That's why it's surprising that the FISA court would say that the NSA and the FBI violated the law, violated the Constitution. They would make that finding. And, of course, this is a secret court, and they keep everything they do classified. But they declassified that. We reported it. Some other sources reported it. But now nobody's talking about that. Instead, all we get is the mainstream media, including Fox News, telling us, look, the FBI and the Department of Justice have pronounced themselves innocent of any wrongdoing. And so I get people send this stuff to me all the time. You're fake news. You're lying. They didn't do anything wrong. See, even Fox News said it. Well, take a look at what's really going on. You have to understand that you're not necessarily going to get all the news from any one source. So do your own research. We try to be as objective as possible as we can. Thank you so much for calling us, and thank you so much for listening, Carlos. How are you doing in Louisiana? Are you guys concerned about the storm? They're not predicting that it's supposed to come that way, but you never know. They're not really certain of the path. Anybody taking any precautions?
I'm always concerned about storms. I got three kids. The second they say it's coming this way, we're leaving.
Yeah. Well, that's wise. Yeah. That's wise. So, yeah, people need to always be aware of that. And as we pointed out, you need to always make sure that you have you never know what's going to happen with natural disasters. That's why it's always good to prepare in advance to have a plan of how you're going to get out.
It's not worth it.
Yeah.
It's not worth it. I'm getting no bricks.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. As we saw Virgin Airlines millionaire, maybe billionaire, riding out the storm in his concrete bunker, his wine cellar. But of course, what we've heard is that everything else there was pretty much devastated on that private island that he has. I thought it was kind of interesting because they had Daily Mail putting a map of all the billionaires and the islands that they owned. It's almost like, you know, well, here's how the billionaires are going to be. They're the people who are going to be the least affected with all of this stuff. A lot of people are losing their life savings. A lot of people are not adequately insured on their homes, especially the people who are renting don't have renter's insurance. Thank you so much, Carlos. I want to move on and get one more story in here about what's happening with taxes, because that is a disaster that hits us all the time, not just these hurricanes. And we had President Trump come out and say, we must fix our self-destructive tax code. And then you have the Hill coming out and saying, look at this. He says that the U.S. is the highest tax nation in the world. It's Twitter. Give me a break. What he's talking about is corporate rates here. We understand what that is. Let's give you an example of what some of the other corporate rates are. Hong Kong, 16.5%. Ireland, 12.5%. Hungary, 9%. Our rate, 35%. One of the highest taxed corporate rates in the world. That's what he's talking about, to create jobs. That's the context that you choose to ignore. Hill, the Hill is fake news. He's talking about taking it down to 15%, a slightly under Hong Kong. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Lionel.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is spearmint free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in, because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Sorry when snowflakes can't handle the truth. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight on this September 7th, 2017. Joining us now is Lionel, an Emmy Award-winning TV news decoder and a legal analyst who's also a licensed trial lawyer and former prosecutor. You can find him on YouTube, Lionel Nation. Also, you can find him on Twitter, at Lionel Media. So joining us now is Lionel. Thank you so much for joining us. And, of course, you're in the city of New York, where we saw yesterday Mayor de Blasio was bemoaning the fact that we have a tradition of private property. We got to get rid of that. But I know you wanted to talk about DACA. Tell us about why, as a lawyer, why DACA is wrong and why it's clearly unconstitutional.
First of all, why did you start off with that? Maybe Alex should have a new form of Ipecac, something that inspires emesis. You mentioned de Blasio, and I want to grab my uvula and wax emetic. This is the worst. This is the worst anything that we've ever had. Not worst mayor, worst anything. And he's going to win, David. He's going to win. And I don't even want to talk about him. I'm in a bad mood now. Even Jerry Rafferty and Steeler's wheel can't help me with that.
I ruined your day by mentioning de Blasio. There you go. Now you got the de Blasio blues.
You are just, I mean, you're sick. That's why I love you. By the way, great show. Every day.
Thank you.
I'm telling you, we need this. And you didn't ask me to say that. No, you paid me. Now, let's move on. Number one. David, let's start off with a premise. The Constitution is the rule. That's it. We don't like it. Doesn't matter what the purpose is, who benefits from it. You know, if you and I were to engage in a charity tennis game and the proceeds of it would go to orphans, and I start cheating, I'm cheating the tennis game. I'm foot faults. I'm calling shots out. And you say, whoa, wait a minute. Those aren't the rules. I say, excuse me. Children benefit from this game. Yeah, they might, but you're not playing the game. We agreed that we're going to play this game and we're going to pretend theoretically to at least give the impression that we're, well, that's what we do right now with the Constitution. We have this idea of these poor kids and I'm not a heartless fiend. Listen, that's not what I'm talking about. Now, let me start off with this. The DACA. DACA, you do the math. DACA is not an executive order. It wasn't a signing statement. It's not a law. It was a what? It was a memorandum.
Yeah, it was a series of memorandums gradually, progressively taking away law enforcement and refuting the laws that were put in place by the Congress.
Even better. June 15th. Department, this is a memo to David Aguilar. This is at DHS.gov. Alejandro Mayorkas, John Morton from Janet Napolitano. Remember that bubbling testament to effervescent Janet Napolitano? The subject is exercising prosecutorial discretion with respect to individuals who came to the United States as children. This is DACA. It is not a statute. What are we going to do next? The back of a napkin? It's a memorandum. Now, what happened was, I blame a lot of people. Where the hell were the Republicans? Mainstream media, well, you can forget them. But nobody said, wait a minute, you can't do this. Now, Trump may be a savant. He may be this genius who does these things where you think, what the hell did he do that for? And then you think, wait a minute. So what he said was, I'm not killing DACA. Do you want it? Go ahead, Congress. Pass it. Do your job. Same thing with health care. You've been sitting on your ass for I don't know how many years. Then all of a sudden you want me to fix it. No, you fix it. So what they're doing is they're going to court right now. And, David, the arguments, let me think about the legal argument. Courts are funny. You can think whatever you want. They always say, well, this judge was appointed by Obama. Nobody cares. They have lifetime tenure. You put a robe on them and they're set for life. they don't care. They may have some bias, but when it comes to the law, they're pretty good because now they have to think of their legacy. So anyway, right now they're starting right. Oh, loads of these people, D.C. Circuits, are trying to get DACA turned over. And guess what they're using? They're going back to, David, again, the extrajudicial. And I can't emphasize this enough. The statements that Trump made to Rudy Giuliani and the courts are saying, what are you talking about? No, this is a court. This isn't MSDNC. I'm not mourning joke and meager. This is a federal court. This was a memorandum signed in essence, not even by the president, but by the head of the Department of Homeland Security. He merely repealed it. Obama, who said, I'm not a king. I'm not going to sign these things. Well, you did it. And they're using this hackneyed, already tried, tug at the heartstring, non-legal reason and precedent to have this, again, memorandum repealed. So it's done. They don't even know what they're doing. They don't have a Jonathan Turley or a, there's no who. Oh, and by the way, speaking of which, have you been watching the tweets of Lawrence Tribe, Larry Tribe?
No, Harvard? I haven't seen that. No. What's he saying?
Good, good. Because that's like de Blasio to me. Something happened to this man. This man was one of the most revered constitutional scholars. And I think he's in a version of his own parents' basement covered in Cheeto dust. He's going nuts. And people and their ability to wax juridical, it's just decomposed by virtue of this hatred towards this man. So in summation, DACA is not anything that anybody has even said. It was a memorandum, not even an executive order. And what it is something that could be repealed, ended, whatever, anytime the president wants, as he did and as he promised.
That's right. If it's put in place by the executive branch with a memo in the previous administration, he could shut this down. And I think it's interesting, Lionel, when you talk about these lawsuits that are coming out, there was the timing on this. People were saying, well, he's saying he's being pressured because there's a lot of conservative attorney generals from about the same number of states, about a dozen of them or so. They said, we're going to sue because this is unconstitutional. So then he throws it into the lap of the Congress. Here's this hot potato. Do something about it. This is actually your responsibility to do something about it. So then the left comes in and files about the same number of states file a lawsuit. But instead, what they say is, we're going to bring stuff into this that's not even in the law to defend something that was never in the law, never constitutional to begin with. That's the kind of argument that we're presented with by the people on the left. It's amazing.
You have an arcane ability to punctuate the obvious. I think it's the vest. By the way, love the look. Now, let me tell you something. Here we go. This is from the AP today. 15 states and the District of Columbia sued the U.S. government Wednesday to block President Donald Trump's plan to end protection against deportation for young immigrants, saying it was motivated. This is where you run the laugh track. Motivated by prejudice against Mexicans. Where the hell did you get that from? Legal experts, however, say the evidence of bias is not strong in the case. Now listen to this from Kerry Hung, an immigration expert at Boston College Law School, said, referring to the lawsuit earlier, she said, quote, it might be able to muck up the works, maybe push off the effective date of the repeal, but I don't see litigation being successful in the same way as the travel ban. Because there we go, because nobody, by the way, you got whoever runs this, whoever your staff is, what are they? Telepathically connected to me? What is it? I think something, all of a sudden it's like, there it is. This is eerie.
Forget yeah, they're great. They're fast.
Fast, they're sudden, is a great Gordon Solie. Anyway, so there we have that. So anyway, this is much ado about absolutely nothing. And what we're doing is right now is, if I were President Trump, I'd say, keep it up. Keep it up.
Yes.
Because,
yes.
David, stop for a second. Oh, there's the music.
There's the music. We got to go. And I got to tell you too, Lionel, we have signs on my way to work that I passed, directions to the Mexican consulate. What would they be doing? Well, perhaps the same thing that we've got the Mexican government doing. They're lobbying our Congress because it's cheaper to pay them off than it is to pay for the education of their citizens. And then they're telling their citizens how to violate and skirt the laws here in America. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with Lionel. You can find him at Lionel Nation on YouTube.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodide instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rite's freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. It's September the 7th, 2017. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Lionel. I'm going to get back to Lionel in just one moment. Well, this is an interesting article. Amazon is under fire for reported Hurricane Irma price gouging, with life-sustaining necessities selling for wildly inflated prices. And they've got in this article from AOL.com some people who have tweeted out saying things like water, $18 a case. Another person said, I went to see if I could use Amazon Prime to get more water over to my family in South Florida for Irma. Check out the price they quoted me. Shows $18.48 for a 24 case of bottled water. And if you wanted expedited shipping, $179.25. Another one said, I'm trying to buy food on Amazon. Prices have tripled. Well, you know what? We appreciate your support. It's what's made this program possible. It's what sustained us through the years at InfoWars. We have dropped the prices of our ProPure King water filtration system. It's a gravity feed water filtration system. You don't need to have power in order to use it. It's something you can use all the time. It's something you can use to get pure water than you're going to find in bottled water. A lot of this bottled water is not pure at all. Some of it's repackaged from municipal sources. But you can get the ProPure King water filtration system 30% off at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to get out 99.99% of the contaminants, whether they're inorganic or organic contaminants, bacteria, things like glyphosate. You can get all that filtered out, and it's something you can use all the time to protect your family's health, not just during emergencies. We also have InfoWars Select Storable Food. We haven't tripled the price. We've cut it in half. InfoWarsStore.com, you can get 50% off InfoWars Select Storable Food with the coupon code IRMA. And again, this is going to last you 25 years. Once you unseal it, you can still reseal it for short-term use, and it insulates you against these natural emergencies, against food prices spiking at any point in time, and it is all made in America, GMO-free. That's InfoWars Select Storable Food. 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com with the coupon code IRMA. Let's go back to Lionel. Of course, you can find Lionel on YouTube at Lionel Nation. Trying to get that out there. Lionel Nation is the name of the channel on YouTube. And on Twitter, you can find him at Lionel Media. We were just talking, Lionel, about the bureaucracy that gave us DACA. And how this was a series of memos, you pointed that out. It's not constitutional. We have on Article 1, Section 8 says that the Congress is going to make the laws. But, of course, the Congress has abdicated so much of their authority to the bureaucracy. That's why, you know, one of the things that a few times that Nancy Pelosi was actually right and truthful, which when she told us about Obamacare, she said, we got to pass it so we can find out what's in it. They're going to create a bureaucracy. Then the bureaucracy is going to create the laws. Then they're going to maintain that you're violating the regulations. So you don't have the usual protections if you're violating an actual law. Criminal protections are in the Sixth Amendment that says you have a right to trial and accuser and your right to confront your accusers, bring witnesses in your defense, a presumption of innocence. No, none of that, including excessive fines. None of that applies because we've got these laws that were made by the bureaucracy. I think it's great that we're having this discussion now about DACA because it's not just DACA. It's almost everything the federal government does anymore. The Congress has abdicated their authority to the bureaucracy.
A couple of things as you normally do so brilliantly. Number one, you play music. You got the best bumper music there is. I mean, it reminds me of the great... You know, all this this nostalgic TV stuff. I think nostalgic. I love it. Big Valley, and you know, a couple of things very quickly because I just have to get this in. Do you notice first? Anybody who watches the show must know that whenever something happens, whenever the government says something, whenever Hillary Clinton says something, you always have to ask why. Forget the obvious. Why? What's the real reason? Isn't it fascinating that she has a book called What Happened? It's coming out on September the 12th. It's coming out on 9/12. What happened? A friend of mine wrote me this morning. He says, too bad she doesn't put a book out on 9/11 called What Happened? What really happened? We're going to be, because right now, you know, we're going to be going into this usual play the B-roll from 9/11. We're still, you know, 16 years after the fact, we're still going to be talking about this. And we're supposed to figure out DACA. We were supposedly hit, you know, by terrorists on our soil. We can't even figure out the Civil War. And you want these people to figure out DACA? Are you out of your mind? You know, this, and now let me also say something. These people, and I know, David, you've heard this. What are you, some kind of tinfoil hat conspiracist? Let me tell you something.
Oh,
it's aluminum foil. We haven't worn tinfoil in years. It's an aluminum can, not a tin can. But they go, ow, I guess so-and-so's on that radio show. You know, he's selling all that prepper stuff. Well, let me talk to you about the prepper stuff. I'm a native Floridian. I've got family in Florida. They sure as hell wish they were preppers because they're going to every, you know, Home Depot or whatever it is or Publix and everything's off the shelves. Now, does this make any sense to you now? Does this make sense? And more importantly,
who's laughing now? Yeah.
Exactly. And for those who say, we're not some communist, we're capitalist. Well, capitalists gave you price gouging on water. Let me tell you something. The Chinese, who didn't own a steel mill before 1949 and now produce half of the world's steel, they kill people who contaminate milk. Let me repeat this.
Yeah.
You have a milk, you contaminate milk, they will execute you. You try pulling this $30, $40 a case of water in Beijing. Let me tell you something. That ain't gonna work. So this great country, which I love, my people, not my government, my republic, look what we do. Look what happens when there's a problem. We price gouge. And we sit back.
Yeah.
And what do? We riot? No, we go like this. Ooh, this doesn't do anything. This is nonsense. Listen, we are at our most primitive. And David, I know it's your show. Lovely show. Because I know you're going to tell me at any moment. I'm going to hear the music. And I'm going to say, damn it, I didn't get the chance to say something. North Korea. David, where was this dog whistle? This that made people who said, enough with the neocons. George W. Bush is a neocon. You want to go in for regime change. And now, all of a sudden, these same people, it's like somebody figured out the skeleton key to their, I fooled your crew with that one. I went from water. Now you got Irma. Quicker, boys. Come on, Nico.
We're going to North Korea now. Yeah, they're going.
Right, but I'm saying, but there's this idea where it's like the skeleton key that turns off the security device to our mental health and rational thinking. We don't want to go to war with North Korea.
That's
are.
Right.
Do you believe this, David? There's 25 million. They have 1.2 million. What do we have? 1.5, 1.4? They're the fourth largest military in the world. Their paramilitary unit is the largest in the world. These people have been waiting since 45 for a war. It's one big mountain. They're hunkered in. And you, not you, but the royal you keep saying, we're going to go in there. John Kasich one time talking about, we're going to go in and send special forces. What are you people talking about? Look, ask yourself the question. What is it? What's really North Korea about? Well, let me tell you something. You know and I know that this world right now is burgeoning with oil, coal, gas, natural gas, everybody. And you know what happens when there's a lot, there's competition. And Wall Street hates that. So what happens? North Korea, do you know how much coal they have? And then there's this thing.
Oh, yeah.
This fat, the Iron Silk Road, the Trans-Asian Railroad. And then there's One Belt, One Road. And there's China and BRICS countries. And by the by, you want to do a reverse drinking game? You want to get sobered up? Watch TV. Watch mainstream media. There's a BRICS conference going on. They never mention BRICS. They never talk about it. It's not even popular. They don't.
And I was just talking about the other day how China is trying to get control of the currency. They want to offer a gold-backed currency to compete with our fiat petrodollar. And they're also setting up their own cryptocurrency as they make Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies illegal. They're making some major moves at BRICS, and nobody's really reporting it.
But as this happens, as they're taking – let me tell you something. If you said to me, you're President David Knight, think about that. A man can dream.
No thanks.
But if I was your, well, you looked apart. You looked terrific. Anyway, but if I were to be your Secretary of State, I'm going to say, guess what? Kim Jong-un, come here. You, Kim, whoever you are in South Korea. Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to put a Hyundai plant, a Kia plant, a Kia in Korea. We're going to put something here because the reason why there is this manufactured tension is so that we can destabilize. When I say we, it's not us. You know, this coal and everything, there's not some factory in Bethesda where we can tap into. It's Wall Street. It's the central banksters, the asset-stripping jackals, these folks. You know who.
And, of course, if you want to get close to where most of the coal plants are, that's in China. So it's a natural team there between North Korea and China, isn't it?
We've got more oil, yeah. More energy in this country. And what happens is, remember, it's the opposite. When there's too much, we close down. So what's happening right now is you have to look at this. Are we, I want all the little boys out there and all the chicken hearts and chicken hawks and all these people who say, we're going to go in there and kick their butt. No. What happens is that they pose an existential threat to these people in Wall Street and elsewhere. And what they want to do is they want to...
We're out of time, Lionel. We got a hard break. Sorry to cut you off. Lionel on Lionel Nation on YouTube and on Twitter. You can find him at LionelMedia.com. Alex Jones is coming up at 11 a.m. Central. Don't forget, we've got War Room at 3...